Golf registration underway until 10. Driving range and breakfast available. North Course shotgun start at 10. South Course shotgun start at 10:30. Lunch and refreshments available on the golf course, distributed by the DCG staff outside the clubhouse and halfway house. Reception and awards on the patio, hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, 3:30 to 5. And we try to get everybody out of here by 5 o'clock or so. Simone Vitale will be entertaining, as he has donated his services for years. I just saw Tony Frabata of UHY. I'm going to deem him as the longest attending member of the teams out here to play golf, because this is our 18th annual. He's been coming for 28 years. Now, I'll explain. Because J.P. McCarthy started the golf tournament, I'm not sure, maybe back then, 10 years before we started. So we've actually been doing it longer, which is hard to imagine. But, he only probably did it about those 10 years or so. We're now into the new 18 years. This is our 18th annual one, so a total of 28 years. And Tony Frabata's been there for all of them. And thanks to, if I get these in, then I'll have named everyone at least once. Our whole sponsors, along with Jeffrey King Interiors, La Fontaine Automotive Group, Marathon Petroleum Company, Motor City Flooring and Coating, Near Perfect Media, One Magnify, Penske, Pinston Group, Plunkett Cooney, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Signal Restoration Services, Snethcamp Incorporated, The Parade Company, Yatumas Foundation for the Kids, Howard & Howard Attorneys, our contest prize sponsors, God Bless, Edmund T. Ahe, and Grand Hotel. Contest hold sponsors, Children's Hospital of Michigan, Michigan Medicine, National Electrical Contractors Association, Park West Gallery. We got just a whole bunch of people. I mentioned Simone Vitale Band, product donation, Great Lakes Coca-Cola Bottling, Event Staff Marketing, Campbell Marketing Communications, great signage from Sign Man, our host golf course, Detroit Golf Club, and our apparel sponsor, BDA Incorporated. The kids have their own apparel made up. Kim makes up our apparel, and we appreciate that. And we bear the expense for that. We don't turn that in for anybody, because we want as much money going to the kids as possible, which makes our presenting sponsors, like DTE Foundation, very, very happy. Could you tell Brian that I'm hearing him, and it's very distracting? He's talking to somebody else right now. Rodney Cole is the Director of Community Engagement and Vice President of the DTE Foundation. And Rodney is sitting across from me, our best to Lynette Dowler, the President of the DTE Energy Foundation. And nice to have you here.
Paul W., it's great to be here. Thank you.
Are you going to play?
I don't know if I would call what I'm going to do out there actually playing, but I'm going to have a good time.
Good for you. That's all we want you to do, is have a good time.
I will.
You know, for the longest time, and I've mentioned this to Lynette before, but I'm going to say it again. DTE and the DTE Foundation has done an awful lot for our community. And for the longest time, you did it very quietly. And frankly, I'm glad that now you're much more out in the open about these things, because you should be lauded. You should be thanked for all the things you do.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we have been doing work in the communities that we live and serve for quite a while now. Focusing on everything from economic development to jobs to the environment to community transformation. So covering a lot of different things.
And then getting involved with us in helping the Children's Foundation, Detroit PAL, the Children's Center, and Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit, who've struggled with limited resources and growing demand for services. I mean, they have had to deal with the COVID in ways over and above the way we've all had to deal with COVID. And because of DTE, the DTE Foundation, funding their work through this golf tournament, it's been a wonderful thing. And it gives you an opportunity to help a lot of people in one event.
It's an honor. We've been able to be involved since 2015. And this is just a great opportunity, great event. And kudos to you for continuing to serve the community and provide these opportunities that really support children that really need it in our community. So we're happy to be involved.
Couldn't do it without Ann Thomas, our executive producer for the show. She works on this golf classic as well. My Kim Smith, behind the scenes and on so many things. And then, of course, the people at the Children's Foundation, led by Larry Burns and Kate Kesner and Doug Farrick and Kari Rajewski and Jill Nelson. And from Campbell Marketing, Melissa Bunker is here in spirit. She's fighting some health issues with her son, but successfully, I'm happy to say, but still is doing work from home. God bless you, Melissa, for all of that. on the scene here, Melanie Knoll and Barb McAllister and so many other people, so many of their great friends, family, and volunteers making the 18th annual Paul W. Smith Golf Classic that benefits nonprofits that serve 55,000 youth possible to even happen. But again, it all comes back to DTE Foundation. What else should we know about the foundation before we let you go, Rodney Cole?
Well, just that, again, we're honored to be here, be a part, and really happy to just be able to be supportive of a number of different initiatives and things like we talked about a little bit earlier in the community. That's what we're here for, and happy to serve.
Well, you do serve, and we thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, sir.
And I really appreciate you, Rodney Cole. I appreciate what you and Lynette Dowler do and all the folks you represent at DTE Foundation.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
You too.